London dwelt a merchant man who left unto his son 1,000 pounds in land each year to spend when he was gone. No sooner was his father dead and buried in his grave than this his wild and wanton son his mind to lewdness gave. Within the seas of fleshly love his heart was drowned so deep. At night he could not quietly without strange women sleep. So he kept women secretly to feed his heart's desire. And he dressed them all as gallant boys in pages' trim attire. But then one day upon his rounds he spied a lovely dame who was a widow's daughter dear of good report and fame. Her beauty like the purple rose so glittered in his eye that ravished by the same he sought her secret company. Then like a lustful lecher he found such convenient time that he enforced her to drink till she was drunk with wine. And being overcharged with wine, a maiden's head is weak, he ravished her, and when that she could no reluctance make. And mark, I pray, what then befell unto this modest dame when she recovered her lost sense and found of her defame. Her womb began to swell in time, the babe received life, though she was neither widow nor maid, nor yet a married wife. Said she, the babe within my womb shall never yet be born, nor called a bastard by such wives who hold my fate in scorn. For I a strumpet in disgrace, the one against my will. Before that I would shame my friends, my own life's blood I'd spill. And as with wine I was deceived and made a vicious dame, so I will wash away with wine my scarlet spots of shame. Then drinking down hot burning wine, she yielded up her breath, by which the same the unborn babe was scalded unto death. Upon her knees her mother fell, to heaven did cry and call. If ever widow's curse, quoth she, on mortal man did fall, then say amen to mine, O Lord, that he may never thrive, who was the cause of this sad fate, but rot away alive. His nails from out his fingers fell, his eyes from out his head. His toes they rotted from his feet before that he was dead. His tongue that had forsworn so oft to compass his desire, within his mouth did swell and burn like coals of sparkling fire. And thus in torment for his sins the wicked villain died, whose hateful carcass after death could not in earth abide, but in the mouths of carrion crows the ravens made their tomb, And then in hell he screamed and writhed in everlasting doom.